بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فأما بعد، my brothers and sisters، بإذن الله تعالى، in one hadith رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the importance of salah. And he said that the first among the deeds of a person which he will be questioned about is his salah. And if that is found to be perfect, then everything else will be easy. But if there is anything missing in this salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the malaika, if something is missing in the first salah, so if you have missed some first salah, not prayed and so on, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, look for what he did in addition to the first. So if he has not prayed the first, but he prayed sunnah, he prayed nafil, then Allah will say, make up the first from that. And if that is not there, then this is a deficiency which is punishable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Umm Habiba radiallahu anha, our mother, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a house will be built in Jannah for the one who prays 12 rakat in a day. Now, 12 rakat here refers to the sunnah of the fard. So he said this is 4 rakat before and 2 after Dhuhr, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha and 2 before Fajr. So if you add up these, it comes to 12. Now this is in Tirmidhi. The question is that when we pray, what is the importance that we give to the Sunnah Salah? I narrated for you 2 ahadiths, one related to the salah itself, and the other one related to the sunnah or the extra other than fard. Now the fard salah is fard, meaning that it is, there is no excuse for not praying it, except that which the Sharia allows, which is when you are so sick that you cannot even get up. But even there, you are supposed to pray, even if it is by the action of blinking. If you are so sick that you cannot even get up from your bed, you can't make wudu, then you make tayammum on the bed itself, and then you pray just by moving your fingers and moving your eyelids. There's no question of leaving the prayer. There's no question of leaving the prayer. The only sort of excuse one can say is if one completely forgot by some way or the other, maybe you are traveling, maybe you've got disoriented or something, so you forgot, or out of exhaustion and so on, you slept and then you did not wake up and the time for the salah passed, then that is the only excuse. But the issue of sleeping on a regular basis doesn't work. Rasulullah said the person who does that, the azab for him is when he goes into his qabr, his head will be crushed with a stone. A rock will be smashed on his head and it will be crushed. For someone who regularly sleeps as a habit, make no effort, no, don't put any alarms, don't tell anybody, just sleep and say, well, I slept. Doesn't work like that. This is an exceptional case where, you were, God knows what you were doing, hopefully something useful. But the point is that because of that, you were so exhausted that you slept and the time for salah passed. Exceptional case, maybe it happens once in your lifetime. It's not something which happens every week. So that is fard. To deliberately leave a fard, to say, no, I am busy, I have a meeting and this and that, this is kufr. a person who has done that, if he has left one single fard salah like this, he is out of Islam. He is khalas, he is out of Islam. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, Imam Shafi'i, they gave a fatwa to say that this person is liable to be killed. He is, his blood and his wealth is halal. So, I mean, imagine that, that is the level of kuf. He says he is a murtad, he is out of Islam. Imam Ahmad said that if he dies in that state, then he should not be buried in the qabrastan of the Muslims. He should not be, there should be no janaza prayed on him. One salah. And how did Imam Ahmad did not just come up with this fatwa on his own. It's not his wish. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ said. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Al-ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah, faman aradaha faqad kafara. He said the ahad, the dividing line, the differentiator, the covenant between them, meaning non-Muslims and us, is the salah. This is the difference. The one who leaves it has left Islam, has committed kufr. So this is fard. But in addition to fard, the sunnah muakkada of Rasulullah, which is the two rakat of sunnah before fajr, four before dhuhr and two after dhuhr. So that makes it how many? Eight. And then with asr there is nothing, with maghrib, two after maghrib, so 10. And then after isha there is two, so 12. So 12 rakat of sunnah, this is muakkada. The ulama have said, the a'imma have said that this is, this should be prayed just like you pray the fard. There is no question of leaving it. The only difference is that instead of praying it in the masjid, you can pray it at home. Or instead of praying it in the masjid, if you are going to the office, you pray it in the office. But there is no question of leaving it. It's not a question of saying, I prayed further. No, no. This is completely and totally false. People who do that, they are again committing a major sin. Because to deliberately go against a sunnah muakkada is once again, it's a among the kabair. To do that repeatedly is kufr. So, there is no question of leaving it. Sheikh bin Baz said that this should be prayed within the time of the salah. So, if you did not pray it here, go home and pray it and so on. There is no qaza for this. Now, when people say there is no qaza, people think that therefore it is not important. No, it is very, very important because you can't even make up qaza for this. So, it is extremely important that we should pray it. And alhamdulillah, the targhib of this is that Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah, who does this, Allah will build him a palace in Jannah. Imagine every single day you are getting a palace in Jannah. You live for 50 years, multiply by 365, you have prayed this, how many palaces is that? Right? So this is the benefit of praying this sunnah salah. Then in addition to that, if you pray nawafil, alhamdulillah, all the better. As I said, this helps to make up for whatever deficiency we have in the fard. And among the nawafil, the absolutely the topmost, the best is tahajjud, which again Rasulullah used to pray, the sahaba used to pray as if it was fard. And this is a good thing for us to pray it like that, make it fard on yourself. Do not let a day pass when you have not prayed at least two rakat of tahajjud. You pray more, alhamdulillah, is good, but minimum two. So, I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His obedience, for His worship. He created us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, for His worship. And in this worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this prayer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the salah is the number one form of it. There are many others. There is zakat is worship, there is sawm, fasting is worship, hajj and umrah is worship and so on. But salah is the number one. Salah is the proof of our iman. Salah is the manifestation of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Therefore, let us ensure that we never ever miss our fard salah and that we never ever miss the sunnah muakkada with the fard salah. In addition to that, of course, Allah gives tawfiq. Bismillahi ta'ala, we pray more. Witr is wajib. So, I am not mentioning witr. That does not mean witr is not important. That is very, very important. Witr must be prayed. But I am talking about the fard and the sunnah muakkada. We ask Allah to accept this from us and to make it easy for us and to make us among those who will be counted among those who used to pray, among the musalleen, for whom there are many, many basharat that Allah has given us, inshaAllah.
وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.